Good evening. This is a special meeting of the Pacifica National Board. It's 6:13 p.m. here on the East Coast on December 19th, 2020. I'm Alex Steinberg, the chair of the board, and I would like to ask our recording secretary, Marion Edane, to please call the roll.
Hi, this is Marion, and if I mispronounce your name, please correct me. Robin Collier, do you want me to add the radio station?
No, that's not necessary.
Okay, let's start with Robin Collier.
Okay, he's not here, I guess.
Chris Corey.
Here.
Got it. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs. Again, Vanessa Dixon-Briggs, are you here?
She's not here.
Evidently not. Lyndon Foley. One more time, Lyndon Foley. Not here. Jan Goodman.
Madam Secretary? I can.
Yes?
This is Eileen. I can see all the names of who's here on the Maestro. Paige, I should pass that on to you for next time.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. But Lyndon's not here. I can see who's here.
Okay, Jan Goodman.
She's not here.
One more time, Jan Goodman.
Not she here. Asked for an excuse absence.
Okay, excused. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Wally James. One more. Wally James. Evidently not here. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Thank you. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Gotcha. Okay, Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Thank you. Sandra Rawline. Once more, Sandra Rawline. Evidently not. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Good. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Good. Eileen Rosen.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton. Once more, James Sagerton. Evidently not. Nancy Sorden.
Present.
Got it. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Yes. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Good. Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
And Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Good. I want to repeat the ones who did not respond, just in case. Robin Collier. Okay, no response. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs. No response. Lyndon Foley. No response. Jan Goodman, excused. Wally James. No response. Sandra Rawline. No response. James Sagerton. No response. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 board members present.
Okay. Well, that does
and now could we
quorum.
could we call Lydia Brazan, Anita Sim, Arthur Schwartz, and John Tatum?
Oh, by all means.
I've heard from Lydia and Arthur, and neither of them can make it. Anita, I don't know what her status is. Somebody wants to call her, or she wants to be. So we're not actually going to have a report from the ICFO today, so I don't really think it's necessary for her to be on the call.
Okay, so Lydia is not present. Anita Sims?
I don't believe that Anita's going to make it today, but I might be mistaken.
Okay. And Arthur Schwartz?
Arthur will not be making it.
Okay. John Tatum?
He said...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Arthur said something about not wanting to upset his family.
Oy. So, John Tatum? No parliamentarian. All right.
If somebody wants to call Mr. Tatum, maybe he can get him on.
I'm going to email him.
Okay.
And I'll text him.
Can you call him?
Yeah, I can call him as well.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, we're going to move on.
The next item is
excuse the absences. We only had one request for an excuse absence, and that was from Jan Goodman. I mean, that's the only one I know about. Does anybody know of any others? Okay, can we have a motion to excuse Jan Goodman?
So moved.
Okay, can we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, are there any objections to excusing Jan Goodman? Okay, Jan Goodman is excused. I need some volunteers for timekeepers. Who would like to be the timekeeper for people? Anybody? All right, we'll come back to that. What about a volunteer for topics?
I'll do topics, Chair.
Great.
Chair, this is James.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing your name.
James Sugerton. Mark him present. He just got on.
Oh.
Yeah, and James, I'll do people if you've gotten to that.
Yes, we were just discussing. Okay, that's great. Thank you, James.
All right, you have to give me a minute to get to my screen. I'll be right there.
Okay, great.
Now, did James just volunteer for timekeeper for people?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so I sent out a draft agenda, and let me read it for the benefit of those who are listening. Item number two on the agenda is agenda approval. That's a 5-minute item. Yeah, I'm getting some feedback. Is there?
Yeah, it's either Lawrence or Nancy.
I don't know. Could people mute themselves who are not speaking right now? Because I'm hearing an echo. Okay, that's better, whoever that was. Nope, still hearing it. Are you hearing that, Eileen?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you hearing an echo?
Yeah, I hear an echo and background noise.
Oh.
So, I have a suggestion.
The background noise is either Lawrence or Duane, because they're both on the same, they're called in on the same line.
No, that wouldn't account for the echo. I mean, the echo is like 1 second after. It's kind of weird. It's like
I think the echo's
feedback.
Gone now, maybe.
Think it's gone? Okay. Well, let's see if we can move on. Okay, so agenda approval is a 5-minute item. I'm still hearing it. Then there's approval of minutes for the open session of December 3rd, 2020. That's a 3-minute item. Then that's followed by an announcement from the Pension Plan Administrative Committee of Dwayne Lark, Eileen Rosen, and Lawrence Reyes. That's a four-minute item. And that's followed by a motion condemning the legal action against Pacifica brought by Director Andrea Turner, Delegates Donald Goldmacher and Christina Huggins. That's a 20-minute item. And after that, we adjourn. Can I entertain a motion to approve the agenda?
Nancy, so moved.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I have a second, Chair?
Okay.
Can I have request information, Chair?
What is your request for information?
When we adjourn, we are adjourning into executive session. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay. I see Sandra Rawline is trying to call me. Well, I'm not going to be able to take the call. Will somebody please call Sandra and see if you can assist her in getting onto the meeting? Okay.
She wants to get merged into the call.
Okay, great. I'll take a stack then on the discussion on the agenda. Who wants to be on the stack? Okay. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Any objections? Okay. Hearing no objections, the draft agenda is approved. So the next item are the approval of the minutes for the open session of December 3rd, 2020. Are there any corrections to the minutes for December 3rd, 2020?
Santa's going to call in on home.
Okay, great. Okay, so hearing no corrections, and those minutes are approved, and they can always be corrected later. The next item is the announcement from the Pension Plan Administrative Committee. Who would like to read this announcement? There's three of you on there.
I'll do that.
Okay.
This is Eileen. Yeah.
Okay.
For a number of years, the Pacifica Foundation has maintained two pension plans, a 401A plan known as the Pacifica Foundation Retirement Plan. This is the earlier of the two plans, having been adopted on October 1st, 1995, and the more recent 403B plan. The Pension Plan Administration Committee, which consists of Grace Aaron and Dwayne Lark, and the pension plan trustees, Eileen Rosen and Lawrence Reyes, in consultation with staff from Pacifica's third party, that is pension plan administrator, Primark Benefits, the staff at NETA and other advisors have determined that the 401A plan should be terminated and will be effective December 31st, 2020. For some years now, new staff have been enrolled in the 403B plan only, and not into the 401A plan. What remains is to make final distributions from the 401A plan to its approximately 100 remaining participants. This will be completed over the next 12 months with funds that have already been aside for that purpose per legal requirements. The primary advantage of this action is to save time and money by having only one plan to administer rather than two, allowing for greater clarity and fewer complications in our financial management and the audits overall.
Question for you, Eileen. Are you asking for PNB approval of this?
No, we're not.
It's basically just an announcement, right?
It's an announcement to inform the PNB, yeah.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions from anybody? Okay, if there's no questions, then that's that. We'll go on to the next item on the agenda.
Alex, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
You have a question about the pension plan announcement?
No, I don't have a question. I just wanted to let you know that I'm on the call.
Okay. Duly noted. Madam Secretary, could you please note that Sandra Rawlines is now on the call?
I have done so. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we move on to the next item on the agenda. That's a motion on the legal action against Pacifica. And I'm going to ask Lawrence Reyes to read and motivate the motion.
Thank you, Chair. This is Lawrence Reyes, KPFK Richmond Director, and I'm seeking a second on the motion condemning the legal action against Pacifica, brought by Director Andrea Turner, Delegate Donald Gormacher, and Christina Huggins. And I will read the appendix, Chair. The appendix states,
read the
Pacifica National Board condemns, excuse me?
I was just saying, read the motion and then we'll ask for a second and continue.
Okay, thank you. So should I read the appendix there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Motion condemning legal action against Pacifica. The Pacifica National Board condemns the actions of Director Andrea Turner Dyson, Delegates Donald Goldmacher, and Christina Huggins in filing a lawsuit to place Pacifica into receivership. These actions are detrimental to the fiscal integrity of Pacifica as they force us to incur legal fees opposing this frivolous suit. There's no merit whatsoever in the claims of the litigants that receivership under their control is the only way to save Pacifica. Furthermore, there are numerous misstatements in their legal filing. They conspire behind the backs of the governing bodies of Pacifica to create a nonprofit organization meant to take over Pacifica assets in the event of a successful outcome of their suit. This can only be construed as an attempt at a hostile takeover of Pacifica and flies in the face of the Pacifica mission, which is grounded in a democratic governance and transparency. I seek a second. Thank you, Chair.
Can we have a second?
Pauline, a second.
Okay, the floor is open.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
This is your recording secretary.
Yes.
I have not gotten a copy of that motion, and I am not able to type as quickly as Lawrence was reading. Would one of you please email me?
Marion, it's in the draft agenda. I send you shortly before we begin.
Chair, this is Nancy.
Yeah, look in the appendix of the draft agenda, and it's there.
I don't know if she...
I am not seeing this in the, let's see, I received an appendix.
Session agenda.
I am not seeing this in the appendix. I'm sorry.
I don't see Marion on the list of people whose update was sent to. This is Nancy. I will forward her a copy of this agenda with that appendix, with this motion in it.
Yeah, what I'm saying is I specifically sent you individually a copy of the draft agenda before the meeting began. Did you get that email from me?
At what time did you send that?
I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 minutes before the meeting started.
No, I haven't seen it either, Alex.
All right, Alex, I see it now. It's time stamped at 2:52 p.m. my time.
That's probably about right.
Yeah, so 8 minutes before the start of the meeting. So, no,
well,
I did not download.
I was, but did earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Problem solved. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence, could you now would you like to motivate your motion?
Yes, I certainly would like to motivate my motion. It's an egregious act. As a fiduciary trustee of this foundation, to engage in knowing the kind of condition we are in right now, and to engage in a lawsuit to put Pacifica into receivership, weakens not only the foundation, but it also weakens our donor base. As you saw, Pete Coyote, the actor, the well-known actor, recently wrote an article condemning this action. This is a violation of the bylaws. Any common good faith effort in notifying the governance committees that that these individuals serve on, I find it in particular egregious for Andrea Turner Dixon to engage in a lawsuit after repeated executive sessions where proprietary information was addressed and her questions were answered. And then the following day, she goes into court with her accomplices to try to put us on a receivership. I think this is a very poor faith effort, and it should be condemned at the strongest term.
Lawrence, could you please refrain from naming individuals in your comments?
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, thank you. But the individuals were mentioned in the motion. That's the only reason I mentioned individuals. Okay, so I seek support in condemning these egregious acts, this egregious act against putting us into receivership it could be anybody. It could be a gambler. It could be anybody that wants to play a shell game with our network. Thank you.
Okay, I'll take a stack. Who wants to be on the stack?
And this is a 20-minute item, Chair.
All right. Who wants to be on the stack? Nobody wants to speak on this?
Sean has a question.
Sean?
Ron to the stack.
This is Sandra. I'd like to be on the stack.
Look what I started.
Ron. Ron.
Here they come.
All right. I want to know this condemnation. What form is this taking? Does this mean that should this motion pass, something will be placed on Pacifica.org saying that the board condemns these actions, or what? How will this condemnation manifest itself? What specifically
It's a public statement reflecting the views of the Pacifica National Board if it passes. And it may
and if
or
it
may
passes,
not.
It's and
simply
if it
a
passes,
public statement.
It's going to be, okay. And distributed where?
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I'd like to be on the stack. I have a question.
I got you already, Sandra. Ron gets there. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, thank you.
Wally's on the call.
Ron, your turn.
Okay. You know, we censored a delegate.
Censored.
For doing less. A media censor is required here. Immediate action is required here.
Ron, let me stop you right there. Disciplinary procedures are reserved for a closed session of the board.
I understand. So the sooner we get to that, the sooner we can get resolved this issue.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Sandra, you're next.
I'm just trying to clarify because I thought that you had sent out an email saying that the suit had been tossed, that it was dismissed. Is that correct?
No, the injunction was they wanted a TRO, a temporary restraining order, to get immediately to go into receivership. That was denied, but the suit is still outstanding.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. Let's take a vote on this. There's no further discussion.
Chair, can I have a request for information, Ryan?
Sure.
Would it be reasonable to ask if there's any objections? I'm sure there will be, but just in case.
We could do that. Are there any objections to this motion?
I object.
Okay. Who is objecting?
This is Sandra.
Sandra is objecting. Okay. Then let's go to a vote. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll on this vote?
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Do you have a question, Ron?
Yeah, I have a question. I have a concern.
What is your concern?
And this is to you, Lawrence, also. It's the details of this action, as it has been expressed, has to be done in executive session. This motion requires that kind of discovery. And I would feel much more responsible if we've had a chance to discuss this issue in its entirety before passing such a motion. I support the idea, but there's a lot being left on the table that we won't get to until we get into executive session.
Okay. Do you want to move to postpone till the next meeting?
No, Chair. May I respond to Ron's concerns?
Sure.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you, Chair. So I would definitely agree with you that the particulars of the, if there's going to be any disciplinary action, that, of course, has to be held in executive session. So maybe what you might want to consider doing is asking that this the particulars and the discussion be of the possible disciplinary concerns be moved to executive session tonight. I think the cat's out the bag, and we need to address this immediately.
Okay.
Chair, Dwayne Lark said it.
Okay, Dwayne.
Dwayne Lark request. Well, to Ron's point and to Lawrence's point and to the larger issue, the actions were done publicly, in public record. It is not unusual for an organization, if you are going to be guided by Robert's Rules of Order, that when an infraction occurs, whether it occurs in the meeting or out of the meeting, at the detriment of an organization, you have a right to censure, sanction the person. So I don't want to delay this particular action. There could be further action, more punitive action taken that the member may be concerned about discussing. But I believe we probably have a right to hear that too. But I believe this particular action, because it was a public action that is responding to, it is quite in order to vote on this action now as it is. And I move to call the vote.
Okay. Well, we are about to go into a vote, so let's do it. I'll ask one more time. Ron, are you okay with that, or do you want to make some other move?
Actually, I agree with Dwayne's position. I'm fine.
Okay. Nancy's asking for the floor.
Okay, Nancy.
Sorry, I was muted somehow, not on my phone, but we figured out the reason. I was trying to get on the floor for about the last 2 minutes. I wanted to add the two other people that are in that lawsuit, Sherry Gendelman and that other folk. They're former LSC members. I want to add them to this motion. I want to amend the motion to add them.
I don't know if that would be proper because they are not part of Pacifica governance currently.
John Tatum on the phone, parliamentarian.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. I only named the people that are currently part of Pacifica governance.
Dwayne Lark, to the floor.
This is public information. I don't know if we should... We should say anything about people who are not part of Pacific governance.
Mr. Chair, I request to be heard.
Yeah, go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, to that issue, again, it is public record. More importantly, any person who is a member, who is a LSB member, who is a former LSB member, and I repeat, who is a member, falls under the governance of Pacifica. Moreover, we often refer to our bylaws that say you must be in good standing to be a member and have a right to vote. Well, all of these individuals allegedly are in good standing and have a right to vote, therefore put them in the member class or either the LSB delegate class or the PNB delegate class. So we do have a right to discipline. Or at least in this case, this is not discipline. This is just a censure. This is basically just a slap on the hand in terms of talking as opposed to some deeper actions that would have some consequences. So I believe we are in order to add the member's motion or the member's amendment is in order.
Let me ask Mr. Tatum his opinion about that. John, do you have an opinion on this?
Yeah, I just got on the call, but from the little bit that I've heard so far, is something that conflicts. One is that the meetings of the governance committee are public. However, the motion to censure is not public.
I don't construe, in my opinion, this is not exactly a motion to censor. It's a motion simply expressing the outrage of the Pacifica National Board at this action.
Okay, that would be a point of personal privilege. And if it's coming from one person, and the chair is the person that rules on the point of personal privilege as well taken or not well taken, and time constraints are also in effect. No one can go over their allowed time frame when they are speaking on a personal privilege basis.
Well, okay, in that case, then, I would rule that I guess it's proper to add the other two people involved in the lawsuit to this statement. But somebody
wait
has to make...
I did not know it was a lawsuit involved.
There is a lawsuit. We've been sued. And that's what we're expressing our... at this lawsuit.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes, what is your point of information?
I gather that the parliamentarian is not speaking with full clarity, that they did come in late, that I think that you might ought to take at least 2 minutes to inform him that This is basically a reaction to a legal matter that was taken by these three members, and that we are responding publicly with a statement, not punitive actions, although we may consider that later. But these actions were taken in a court, it's public record, and that we are responding in writing of our disagreement, to say it lightly, of their actions.
Are the three people on the call? Are the three people on the call?
One of them is. I believe Ms. Turner is on the call. The other two are not members of this board. They are, well, the other two that are named so far, and then there's another two that are not at this point.
My final answer is that it would be a conflict of interest for those people who are suing to be a part of this meeting. And therefore, it would be subject for closed session.
Mr. Chair, that's moot. That issue is moot. They're not here.
One is here.
One of them is here. Ms. Andrea Turner is present, I believe.
Chair, parliamentary inquiry?
Yes, Laura.
Okay, so Mr. Tatum, so what you're saying is that the person, the director that is here, which is Ms. Andrea Turner Dixon, or Dyson, I'm sorry if I'm getting your name wrong, I apologize for that. Are you saying that she needs to recluse herself so we can continue the discussion? This is an open session also. What say you, sir?
Yeah, but as we all know, that you can go into executive session at any time and cut the stream. So, the question, I'm sorry, you know, the people who are suing shouldn't be able to hear all of the points of personal privilege that people are making. I don't think so. So I'll end with that.
Chair, a follow-up inquiry. Follow-up inquiry. Hold on, please. Hold on, please. Mr. Tatum, these actions took place. It's part of the public record. It took place in the public domain.
That's my point.
Okay, and to those two points, because the action took place publicly, does that mean that your individual points of personal privilege need to be in the public view?
I believe that's correct, and I believe that is why we are discussing this in an open session, because this is a matter of public record that this happened, and the people that were behind it were named in the court documents, so there is nothing, you know, we're not divulging any confidential information of any sort.
Okay, with that being said, carry on with your points of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum.
I will, if somebody wants to amend this to add the names of the other two people in the lawsuit, I'll entertain that.
Yes, Chair, this is Nancy.
I believe all that needs is a second, Mr. Chair. It's already been motioned, and I second it.
Okay. We have a second. Is there any discussion on this amendment?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I concur with Dwayne's reasons for adding this. Adding these, I sent an email to everyone with all the names. That, as far as I understand, those are the five people. I'm asking if there are others. If those could, I don't think there's any others, but Just want to make sure. I did send those to Marion as well.
Okay.
To amend this motion. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion on this? How much time is left on this item, Lawrence? Lawrence?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be recognized?
Sandra, you may speak. Go ahead.
Okay, so there were three people that I'm aware of, Goldmacher, Huggins, and Turner Dyson, that are currently serving as delegates or directors. The other two people are currently not involved in Pacifica governance. Is that correct?
Well, they are members of Pacifica, so they
okay,
are.
They're members and they're party of the lawsuit, but they are not currently in a position to vote on anything. Is that correct?
They can vote on my lawsuit.
Yep.
Okay, so now we're removing.
Yeah, we have 1 minute remaining.
So now we're wanting to vote to remove members as members.
There's nothing in this motion to remove anyone.
Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Please read the motion before you discuss it.
Dwayne Lark, point of order.
What is your point of order, Mr. Lark?
Mr. Chair, I had previously moved to call the question, and there's been a lot of debate since then.
Well, you did move to call the question, but we did not follow it up because there were a lot of other questions. If there's no further discussion, first we have to vote on the amendment. And then we'll vote on the main motion. Madam Secretary, could you please take the vote on this amendment? Is everybody clear on the amendment?
Yes.
We are the time for this item.
Okay, the amendment is to add the names of the two people. What are their names? Does somebody...
I would appreciate those names.
This is Nancy. I emailed everyone their names, including Marion.
Okay.
Okay, so let's just go to a vote. Marion, could you please take the roll?
Of those
without objection, Mr. Chair?
There has been an objection, so let's just take a vote.
Okay, Chris Corey. Hello? Chris Corey?
Sorry, abstain.
Abstain, okay. Lyndon Foley. Oh, I'm sorry, Lyndon Foley is not there. Heather Gray. I hear nothing. Heather Gray?
I'm sorry, yes.
Yes, okay. Sabrina Jacobs. I hear nothing.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, Dwayne Lark. Dwayne?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Sandra Rowline?
Sandra Rowline abstains.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Yes. Eileen Rosen.
I vote yes.
Yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Alex Steinberg.
I get called blast.
You get called blast. Okay. Andrea Turner.
She has to recuse herself.
Okay.
This is Wally James. I was skipped over.
Wally James, that's because I had you marked as not present. I'm sorry.
No, I've been on the line for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yes, I'd like to vote to abstain.
Abstain. Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Paulina.
Paulina Vasilia votes.
Yes. Okay. And Tom Voorhees. Tom Voorhees?
Tom, are you muted? He's on the call.
Yeah. Tomas, we are waiting for you.
You can come back soon. Come back.
I guess so. That then I come back to Alex.
Well, the custom is that you tally up the votes and tell me what the votes are, and then I vote.
Tom votes yes. Can you hear me? Tom votes yes.
Got it, Tom. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 votes yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions and 1 recusal.
Okay, I will vote yes.
I will vote.
Okay. And that was on the amendment.
That's on the amendment. So the total is, what's the total now with my including my vote?
4, 5, 6, 7, 11, 12 yeses.
And how many abstentions?
4.
4 abstentions. Okay. There was no vote.
Chairperson Steinberg, this is Turner, and I was off the call, but I recuse myself. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, now we have to vote on the main motion as amended.
Okay.
Can I request for information? Can I get the tally?
Excuse me, what is it you're asking me to do?
I'd like you to provide the yes votes, the abstentions, and the recusal. How many yes votes?
We have 12 yes votes.
Okay. Thank you. Then the 4 abstentions and 1 recusal.
Right, and no votes.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Thank you.
Okay, now we have to vote on the main motion.
Okay.
Shall I
call the roll?
Just one more time.
Okay. Chris Corey. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstain. Let's see. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Yes. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina Jacobs.
Apologies, Madam Chair. Abstain.
Got it. Wally James.
Abstain.
Abstain. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne?
Dwayne, both, yes.
Got it. Okay, Ron Pinchback.
Yep.
Got it. Ralph Pointer.
Yes.
Got it. Sandra Rawline.
Sandra Rawline abstains.
Abstain, got it. Lawrence Reyes.
Affirmative, yes.
Got it. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Yes. Eileen Rosen.
Yes.
Yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Yes. Nancy Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Andrea Turner has recused. Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Yes. Tom Voorhees.
Yes.
Yes. Alex, do you need a count beforehand? It is the same as for the amendment.
Well, just state the count again.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. 11 yeses, 4 abstentions, and 1 recusal.
Okay, I will vote yes.
That will make 12 yes votes, 4 abstentions, and 1 recusal.
Okay, this motion with the amendment has passed. We don't have any further business in the open session.
Open session.
We can reconvene for a closed session in 3 minutes. Is that enough time? We need a motion to adjourn the open session.
Open session.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Are there any objections? Okay, you all have the call-in numbers for the closed session.